Okay, Rabbi Sai, let's get going over here. We're speaking about the Inyan of Shmir Seinayim. We're looking at the Sefer here. It's called Sefer Taros HaKodesh. This is Sefer from the Rebbe, the Shomer Amunim Rebbe. This Sefer was very well received by all, even by the Litvish Gedolim. This became like the most... like important work on Shmir Sinayim is the Sefer Taras HaKodesh. It goes through all different types of things, Kabbalistic ideas, halachic ideas, everything. It's all over the place. So he starts over here and he says the following thing. V'hine, ochi ahuvai, my dear brother, b'hiyois sheroi b'nei Adam, u'mehem kama muflogei Torah, being that most people, even people that know something about what they learned, shesoivrim she'inyan rias einayim hu chasidus be'alma. They think that this inyan of rias einayim is just like, you know, if you want to be extra special holy. It's chasidus be'alma, it's for, you know, like that's for the, like, the best of the people, the big tzaddikim. Not halacha. I'm going to talk facts, halacha. Nothing heebie-jeebie, nothing like extra. What is the bare minimum? Now, this Sefer Taras HaKodesh, we gave out like these mini pamphlets, which many of you might have. Do you have which page we're on right now? Does anyone know which page we're on? Daf Hey. If anyone would like to keep one of these pamphlets, you can't buy them anymore, I don't think. We weren't able to find them. We got someone who donated a bunch of them. You can. It's a great thing to carry along with you. If you ever feel like you're in a matzah of sakana, just whip one of these out. It helps you with your Shmir Seinayim. So here it is. If you want to keep one, you can. Just make sure that you put it to good use. Here goes. Reishis! Listen to this, folks. Atik l'cho divir Rabbeinu HaGadol HaRambam Zal. Now, before I tell you what the Rambam says, I want to tell you, anything the Rambam writes in his Sefer Yad HaChazokah is halacha psuka. The Rambam doesn't write etzas. The Rambam doesn't write chumras. The Rambam writes halacha. So let's get the halacha straight from the Rambam. Asur la'adam, it is forbidden, it is asur, for a person likroitz biyadoi, to make any type of movement with his hands, oy biraglov, or with his foot, or lirmoiz be'enav, or do something like that with his eyes, anything of that sort. La'achas min arayis, to any a woman that is forbidden to him, or lischoik ima, to laugh with her, or lahakil roish, just to joke around with her, just to like be cash. Va'afilu lahariach b'samim sha'aleah, he's not allowed to smell the perfume that she's wearing. O lahabit biyafya, looking at her beauty, just looking at her, is aser. Lashon Rambam, aser. Umakin lemiskavin b'davar azeh malchus, and you do it on purpose, you get malchus. This is avera gemura. V'hamistakel afilu be'etzba kitano shel isha, even you look at her pinky, just her teeny little pinky nail. Umiskaven lehonois, it's kimisha mistakel bimokum hatoyev, it is like you are looking at the most indecent place in a woman. That's Lashon HaRambam. That's intense. That's Lashon HaRambam. If you just look, just casually, just at her hair, at her fingers, smell her perfume, asa. And if you just look at her fingers just to give hana, it's like you're looking at the most private part of a woman. I feel lishmaya kol erva oliros. Sorry, even to just listen to her sing is aser. V'chein says the Rambam, aser la'adam l'stakel b'nashim b'shashem oim des halakvisa. A person's not allowed to watch a woman while she's putting out the laundry. If I feel l'stakel b'big day tseva shel isha, even looking at her clothing and she's not wearing the clothing is aser, says the Rambam. V'chein be'ilchus tshuva. Let's go on. The Rambam again. Ilchus tshuva. Hamistakel be'arayus. Someone that looks at these women. Maila al daitoy she'en bekach klum. He thinks nothing. Shu'aymer v'chibalti or karabti. Did I do anything inappropriate? Didn't even come close to her? V'hu eino yoideya she'ri'iyas ha'inayim avoin godol. Lashon of the Rambam. Avoin Godol, big sin. So the first Rambam told us it's Aser. Second Rambam tells us it's a big sin. Wait till you hear this. Gemara in Yuma brings a pasuk in Koheles, says the pasuk, Toiv mara einayim mehaloich nofesh, Toiv mara einayim, which literally means it's good. Mara einayim, the something that you see, mehaloich nofesh, from going to a nefesh. What does the pasuk mean? It's a very, very cryptic pasuk. Zok the Gemara, Rab Dorshu Rabbi Seinu, Toiv mara einayim beisha. Yoiser me gufoy shel maisa, which means that the Yetzirah says, I'd rather you look at a woman, toiv mara einayim, that you should look at a woman. Yoiser me gufoy shel maisa, it's worse to look at a woman than to actually do an aveira with her. Blow your mind. Okay, we start off saying it's usher. Then we say it's oven gadol. Now we say, you know how bad it is? Do you know how bad it is? It's worse than actually doing the avir. It's worse than the avir itself. Toiv, mare einayim mehaloch nofesh, the Gemara dashes. That's pretty big. Oh, by the way, it's not just the Rambam, it's the Chen Smag and the Tur, Shulchan Aruch, they all bring the Ram halach b'zuka. All the big poiskim, same thing. V'chein charedim kosav, sefer charedim. Nemer al chush haru'us, lo yisasur acharei levavchem acharei enechem. It says on the person's sense of sight, his harnu b'zeh shalom le'estakel adam b'arayis penyinogish b'hem. Rabbeinu Yoina, ha'mestakel b'noshim, is mumar la'avera achas. He's considered a mumar. He says, look, I can't do this whole not looking at women thing. It's considered a mumar. A mumar. He's like apikores, la'avera achas. Beis Yosef, Orchus Chaim, Rabbeinu Yoina. This is like, this is the real thing, this Aver. So Rabbi said, we see we're talking about an oven chamur moed. And Aveir Chamur, this is not something that it's just like, you know, we'd like to try to like encourage you to do this. This is serious business. So we're going to have to feel like, we're going to have to figure out how to be mitmoded. How are we going to deal with this? Because this is not necessarily so something that we're used to reining in our eyes. We're very used to, you know, just looking everywhere. But it's doable. It's going to be work. It's going to be 5-7 minutes every week for the next couple of weeks. We're going to go through a process. We're going to try to figure out how are we going to deal with this. We see that this is something very serious, right? I don't know if Rabbi Stark spoke about this at all, but Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a bechina of einayim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is all about his eyes. I don't know if you know that. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the Ma'ara after 12 years in the Ma'ara, and he walked around and he saw things that he didn't like, right? And you know what happened when he looked at it? It burnt up. His eyes burnt up. There were fields. He was burning everything that he looked at. His eyes were just... And Hashem says, Lo lahachrav es olami. I didn't take you out in order to destroy my world. Go back into the Ma'ara. He went back into the Ma'ara. He came out. He was able to like hold it together. Until he saw one person that was a big issue. His name is Yehuda ben Gerim. And he did the same thing. Nosan einav olav v'nase gal shel atzamos. Which means, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai just looked at him and he had this like ability to burn things with his vision. It's pretty intense. So there's something very special about a person's einayim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai especially. The Arizal says there's a remez to Lag BaOmer in the word gal. Gal is the letters of lag backwards. Lag is lamed gimel. Gal is gimel lamed. The pasuk says gal einai. Va'abita nifla'ois me'sarasecha. Gal einai, like reveal my eyes, open my eyes, and I will see nifla'os. Nifla'os is nun pla'ot. We spoke about it on Friday. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was zochet to the 50th level. How? Through shmiras einayim. Gal Einai Va'abita Nifla'ois Misarasecha. Through his eyes. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was all about his eyes. The Goyin says, the Pasuk says, Aye Kedesha, Hi Be'einayim, says the Vilna Goyin. It's a drush on the Pasuk. Where's Kedusha? How are we going to get, we want to become holy. How is it going to happen? Hi Be'einayim, it's in your eyes. If a person is, doing lots of mitzvahs and stuff like that, staying away from avers, but his eyes are all over the place, so it could be he's racking up mitzvahs, but Kedusha he's not getting. Aye Kedesha, where are you going to get the Kedusha? Hi Be'einayim. It's what you look at. That's where it's at. And that's why, Rabbi Isai, when we speak about going to Rabbi Shimon, it's like ridiculous to go to Rabbi Shimon when it's just like a carnival, right? Tonight it's a carnival for a lot of people. For a lot of people, going to Rabbi Shimon tonight is a carnival. And it's all like the Shmiras Einayim is a disaster. So many people have said the one place Rabbi Shimon is not, unlike Boimer, is in Meiron. What do they mean? They mean if a person is there and he's going and his eyes are like taking part in all of this schmutz and all of this terrible stuff, that's not Rabbi Shimon. We wouldn't go tonight. Tomorrow it's a Dohi Ben HaMatzif, Rabbi Yisai. Tonight, it's not right to go tonight, for us. There's some tzaddikim, they could go, like this, they go to Shmuel Mahadrin and they don't see anything and they go. But we have our time. We're going to go Bezeh Hashem Siyat Tishmai tomorrow. We're going to daven for Rabbi Shimon that he's going to help us. That the Hora Einenu Besarasecha. That he's going to help us. That our eyes also should be able to see what Rabbi Shimon is able to see. Siyat Tishmai. I want to just make one request. Bezeh Hashem will continue next week with more of like the idea. I want to explain this to you. How in the world is looking at an Avera worse than doing the Avera? How could that be? I want to explain that to you. Bezeh Hashem, Lina, the next week. I hope. But I just want to make one request. Bezeh Hashem, I know we're going up north, and everyone's staying for Shabbos. And I wish I could. I want to, but it's just not. It's not feasible for me to be spend Shabbos up north this year, and I'll miss you all very much. But I'm sure you'll have a beautiful Shabbos. I want to ask you one taiva. And I want to put it into perspective a little bit. I spent most of my, a lot of my Ben Azmanim in the past 2 weeks trying to work on the basketball court that we put outside. And a lot of boys felt like they're very proud of it, very happy about it, and really appreciate it. And I'm feeling like if someone wants to express a Hakaras HaTov for the basketball court, which maybe you do, maybe you don't, but if you do, I'm asking you a favor to make the Shabbos a nice Shabbos. Make it a beautiful Shabbos. It doesn't have to be about, being in your own zone. It doesn't have to be that, Shachris Shabbos morning is a struggle. If you want to make it a beautiful Shabbos, the way Shabbos is supposed to be, and we all know the Mashkiach is a very delicate neshama, he has a hard time, I don't want that he should feel like it wasn't done properly. Make a beautiful Shabbos. With the big day Shabbos, the way it's supposed to be, we're going to Reb Shimon. Let's go properly. Let's go. It would mean a lot because I really want to be there with you. And if I can't, and because I'm not there, I'm gonna feel like the Shabbos, that's Shabbos morning was a disaster. It would be very painful for me. So I'm asking one thing, and it's not a request. If a person feels like, if he appreciates the court and he wants to show Hakaras HaTov, make it a nice Shabbos. The meals of Shabbos, and the davening of Shabbos. I'm sure it could be absolutely beautiful. I'll be even more jealous that it wasn't there, but I'll be happy. It'll make me happy. So Beis Hashem B'li Neder, we're going to continue. Now, what I'd like to do is, those of you that would like, at around 10 o'clock, in the Ezras Nashim, I'm going to speak a little bit about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. About what's happening over here with the Madura and all that stuff, some of the ideas, and then we'll make the Madura 10:15.